Welcome to the Film Florida podcast. I'm John Lux, and I'm the executive director of Film Florida. Before we get to our interview, please remember to subscribe, rate, and review the Film Florida podcast. If you're not already a member of Film Florida, please consider joining at filmflorida.org. The Film Florida podcast is free, but if you like what you hear, please consider going to our website and donating $20.21 for our 2021 fundraising campaign. We also have a Film Florida merchandise page. Visit filmflorida.creator-spring.com to purchase Film Florida t-shirts, sweatshirts, coffee mugs, and more. Meredith Shea is the Director of Industry Relations at Array, the Peabody Award-winning multi-platform arts and social impact collective dedicated to narrative change, founded by filmmaker Ava DuVernay. Meredith is responsible for managing and fostering relations with crew members, studio partners, and industry organizations for the inclusive below-the-line hiring database, Array Crew. We talked to her about all things Array, her time with the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and more. Here's my conversation with Meredith Shea. Welcome to the Film Florida podcast, Meredith.
Hello, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So I like to start our interviews with our guests' backstory. So help our audience get to know you a little bit.
My name is Meredith Shea. I'm the Director of Industry Relations at Array Crew in Los Angeles. My backstory is I am a native New Yorker. I grew up in a small beach town on Long Island in New York, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the geography of all of it. I went to college at St. John's University in Queens. They have a campus that is all in the five boroughs. And I studied English, which I don't know how that got me into the entertainment industry, but that's how I found my way into the world of entertainment. So that's a little bit about me in a nutshell.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a good segue. How did you find your way into the industry from being an English major?
So going to college in New York, my first job was at the Everett Collection, which is a photo archive and film agency located in Manhattan. Okay. And that's where I learned everything about cinema, television, archival history. It put me in touch with museums, curators, different publications. And I really fell in love with cinema working there because I would stumble across a collection and I was like, oh, this is a very striking image. And then I would learn about who shot the image, what film it was, and then it would draw me to go watch the film, watch the television show, or learn more about the event. So I discovered a lot about Gordon Parks, a lot about Greg Tolan, just really fell in love with cinema working at a archival photo agency when I was 19 years old in New York. So it was really beautiful there.
We'll fast forward a little bit in your career, and you had spent a decade at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Talk about your time with the Academy and the various roles that you had.
For your listeners who don't know what the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is, it is the organization that puts on the Oscars.
Right.
So my experience at the photo agency drew me to a position at the Academy's film library, and I started my career at the Academy there. And then I moved into the awards office. So it's a job you never think of as a little girl, that you can work at the organization that puts on the Oscars. Most people recognize it for the red carpet, but they have a beautiful archive, a beautiful library. I worked in member relations and awards in my time there. So I oversaw the directors, film editors, writing categories, the international feature category, and animated feature. And it was a really beautiful time being there. It was a transformative time in the industry because of everything that happened. So being there for this past decade was a real privilege to see the industry have to reckon with a lot of different things. So it was a really beautiful experience and a very privileged experience to be in the room for a lot of discussions that really changed the way that films are made. For sure. So I feel very privileged to have been there this past decade.
Very cool. And then from there, you moved over to Array. And so the organization has been around since 2010. And for those that are just now being introduced to Array, what is it? You know, tell us kind of big picture about the organization.
Absolutely. So Array was founded by the award-winning director, Ava DuVernay. So a lot of people recognize her work from When They See Us, Selma, The 13th, Queen Sugar. She founded Array a decade ago, and it's really a multi-platform art collective. So there's various different arms. It's a place where artists, activists, and executives come together to create change in multi-sides of the industry. So there is Array Filmworks, there's Array Alliance, there's Array Releasing, there's also a creative campus in Los Angeles. So it has so many different sides of its art to create change.
You mentioned the different mission-driven entities within the organization. So let's talk about each one of them just to give everybody a really good sense of it. Let's start with Array Releasing. What is that all about?
So Array Releasing is the distribution arm of Array, and that is where we find films that are from women, people of color, and those from underrepresented backgrounds. And those are films that are put in theaters. They're also released on Netflix. So it's really the distribution arm of the company, and you can find films like Cousins and Residue. There's so many films that you can find on Netflix that come out of Array Releasing that are just really different stories. And I encourage everyone to go and look at the whole library on our website, arraynow.com.
And so then now the next part of the company I want to focus on is Array Filmworks. Tell us what that is.
Array Filmworks is the original content. So I would say that those are the most recognizable films from Ava's filmography. So that includes Selma, When They See Us, The 13th, Queen Sugar. Going into the unscripted world, there's currently Home Sweet Home and Colin in Black and White, which is available on Netflix. It's really everything that is created out of Ava's brain that is put into the world. So that is the Filmworks arm of Array.
And then there's the, as I understand it, the programming and production hub of Array, which is Creative Campus. What's that?
So the Creative Campus is located in historic Filipino town, Los Angeles, next to downtown for all of the geography listeners. And that is the space that Ava created for people to come together and really create art. So there is the Amanda Cinema, where we screen a variety of films, may it be Ava's films. There's also various tributes that we have done. So we had Haile Gerima, who was on campus in September of 2021. We also have had a beautiful tribute to the filmmaker Mira Nair, where we screen films from multitude of directors that come and talk about it. There's also a post-production facility, and it's where the Array team works out of.
Now, Meredith, finally, we have the nonprofit group Array Alliance, which is where Array Crew falls, which we're going to talk about separately in a minute. But just overall, what is the Array Alliance?
So Array Alliance is the nonprofit arm of Array, and it's about social justice and social impact. We have a variety of film grants. We have LEAP, and all of our public programming comes through Array Alliance.
And so now I mentioned Array Crew, and that's where I want to spend a decent amount of time here, because I think that's probably where most of our audience is, you know, trying to understand more and actually wants to get more involved with it. It's the newest venture under the Array Alliance. Explain what Array Crew is.
So I will start from the beginning on Array Crew. Array Crew came out of our founder and developer, Ava DuVernay. A lot of people kept coming to her asking for different recommendations to fill out their film crew. So they would say, I really need a Latinx script supervisor. I need a Black cinematographer. You know, after a while, when those requests come in one after another, she said, how about I create a database where everyone can go in and have this tool to diversify their film sets? So Array Crew was launched in February of 2021. It is an inclusive database specifically aimed at below-the-line positions in film and television. Below the line, for some of your listeners that may not know what below the line is, it means that it is on the other side of the credits. So when a film ends, it's the long scroll at the end. We do not have directors, we don't have writers, producers, or actors, or executives. It's really for the below the line positions: editing, cinematography, location managers, production assistants, costume designers, really making sure those positions on set represent the world that we're currently living in. So that is the top part of Array Crew when it's the full approach that we went into in building the platform.
And I mean, it's interesting that it's just below the line. What was the thinking behind that?
I think when you look at Hollywood today, there's a variety of different programs that are aimed at acting and writing, different labs that are set up at different film festivals and film school, but below the line jobs are different. I talk to a lot of people in my life that don't realize that they are blue collar jobs, that they are jobs that are done in different offices. I think of legal work. I think of accounting. These are all things that happen on film and television productions. So below the line jobs are really the nuts and bolts of what make the final product that you see on screen.
And you had mentioned that it was rolled out in February of 2021. Talk about the growth that you've seen in just, you know, this pretty short time.
So the growth has really expanded because everyone was looking to be a part of Array Crew. So when it launched in February of 2021, there were about 3,000 crew members. Now we're over 7,000 members across the entire United States. We're looking to expand into international territories such as Canada and the United Kingdom. It's a real growth because you see that there are production hubs all over the United States. So films are not just made in Los Angeles and New York. There are major production hubs in New Orleans, Atlanta, Miami-Dade County. You also look at North Carolina, Chicago, Oklahoma have seen a boom in production. And I feel that also a lot of the studios and streamers are moving to different parts of the U.S. to film in authentic places. So right. That's what really makes Array Crew different, is who's hiring from our platform.
And who's eligible? Other than saying below the line, I mean, can anybody that works in the industry just jump in and be part of it?
So what makes Array Crew different than other databases is that Array Crew is not aspirational. Array Crew is for those who have one verifiable credit and they must be 18 years or older to be a part of Array Crew. So the reason that it's one verifiable credit is because you want someone qualified.
Sure.
And that means it can be someone who's just starting out. So you're a production assistant, you're breaking into the industry, you're 18 years or older, you worked on a student film or a tourism video, you're eligible for Array Crew. Have you been working for 30 years? You've been a location manager, you've been a production supervisor. Array Crew is also for you. It's all sides of the spectrum. You just have to be 18 years or older and have one verifiable credit to be in Array Crew.
And I read that you guys have already have a number of partnerships with a lot of the streaming services and studios. Talk a little bit about those and how that, you know, all kind of plays together.
Another unique distinction of Array Crew is that we are partnered with every major studio and streamer in Hollywood. So you have Netflix, Warner Media, you have Lionsgate, Apple, A24, Amazon, Disney. Everyone is partnered. They are funding Array Crew and they are actively hiring from Array Crew. It is not someone who is public that is coming on for a production. They're all productions that are through our studio partners, which really gives the opportunity to give people different opportunities on set. And it's where, you know, Netflix is coming to Santa Fe. So they have their production hub there. They will go and look for all of the locals. I know Orlando is a huge hub. As I mentioned earlier, you have Miami-Dade County, but there's Tallahassee and Tampa. There's different production hubs. So they are able to search by location and they find the film professionals in those areas to hire for said production, maybe film or television.
Excellent. Now, and I know when you and I were first kind of introduced a few months back, the growth obviously is stronger in some areas versus others. I mean, that's just how the industry works. How are you guys going about expanding literally, you know, Seattle to Miami-Dade and Southern California up to Maine? Like, how are you trying to go about that to make sure you're covered cross country?
So we're taking a lot of different approaches. We have a really robust social following on ArrayNow.com. We recently just launched a series called Booked and Busy, where we hear stories from those who are hired through Array Crew and we tell their story. And it's not just about being hired, it's what they're doing on set. So we make it a little cheeky and we say, what is the biggest misconception about being an art director? And one Array Crew member said, people think that I just look and point. So we're doing a lot on social media to hear more success stories of hiring and using Array Crew. We're also doing a lot of for your consideration panels around the award season. So we're highlighting crew members that have been hired and that are being recognized by the Emmys. We just had 37 Emmy nominated crew members. Wow. And going into the upcoming award season between the Gothams all the way to the Oscars, we're going to be highlighting a lot of crew members moving forward. And we're also reaching out to film commissions and festivals and different art organizations throughout the country to make sure that those crew members who are working on productions, from your point, Seattle to Miami-Dade, know about Array Crew, know that they're eligible, know that there's a place for them in Array Crew. I think that's what we're really committed to, is everyone knows that there's a space for them. We recently just added 115 job titles for animation, because that's another part of filmmaking. Yep. When you think of genres, it's not just I'm a live action narrative filmmaker. There's so many different sides of filmmaking and television production.
So Meredith, one question. I mean, we've talked throughout this whole conversation about diversity and inclusion and the importance of that. But, you know, I'm a white guy. I mean, can I be part of Array Crew if I wanted to be?
Absolutely. Array Crew is open to everyone. We have a focus on women, people of color, those from underrepresented background, veterans, and those with disabilities. Array Crew is really about that there's a place for everyone. So when you think of hiring managers, department heads, and producers, it's looking at it from a different lens that you want to be representative of everyone. There is a place for everyone on set. And that's what Array Crew is about. It's an inclusive film set where there's a place for everyone. So all are welcome on Array Crew.
Excellent. So Meredith, let's just say I'm going to join Array Crew. And so I go to the website and I register and log in. What's that like? What's the process? What do I need to be ready for?
It's a really easy process. We all know that there's so many roadblocks and door closures when it comes to getting your foot in the door in Hollywood. So Array Crew has made it really easy for people to sign up. As I mentioned earlier, John, you need to have one verifiable credit and you need to be 18 years of age or older. You go in and you build your profile. You are the builder of that profile. You can add your resume. You can add your reel, your portfolio, your headshot. You can say, I'm a part of this union. These are different accolades. You build your own bio. It's very much the LinkedIn for Hollywood studios to see you. So I would say my advice to all of the Film Florida listeners who are looking to build their Array Crew profile, it's more is more, and this is the good thing. So include as much about yourself as possible. Say your interests, say if you're willing to travel, talk about film festivals that you've attended, because these are really the, you know, department heads and producers and studio executives that are looking to hire. So just make sure that you flesh it out, include your resume, your website, and over detail. This is the place where you're selling yourself. So make sure that you include as much information about yourself professionally as possible.
Excellent. Great advice there.
And proofread. Okay. I always tell people, have a friend proofread everything, because you'll overread it and you're like, oh, I spelled my whole name wrong.
Fresh eyes are very important. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
So Meredith, where can people go to learn about Array and specifically Array Crew? Give them all the information they need to know to follow along.
So first things first, raycrew.com is where you can go to sign up. You will put in your email address and then you can begin building your profile with a password and you can just start your whole session there. For department heads, producers, and hiring managers, you can also go to arraycrew.com and find me and my amazing colleagues there, and we will get you set up with hiring through Array Crew if you have a verified studio production. And then I really just encourage everyone to go visit all of our social platforms. They're an amazing resource to see our Booked and Busy series that I mentioned earlier and just get inspired through our various productions that we're using Array Crew and what's happening in the industry. We're sharing a lot of educational programs. We're also sharing different apprenticeships and mentorships. You can go and see what's happening in Hollywood. So I would say please visit Array Now on Twitter and Array Now on Instagram to see everything that's happening at our creative campus in Los Angeles and in the industry. We really built a beautiful community for people to come together and see what's happening around Hollywood, but also around all of the productions that are being hired throughout our studio partners. So it's a real hub to see what's happening in the hiring world.
Well, there are a lot of great resources within your organization. So I encourage people to check them out. And obviously, Meredith, thank you for the organization doing all those things for the industry, because we're all kind of on the same team. So it's great to have resources that we can all help each other with.
Yes. Thank you, John. I feel like arts organizations like Film Florida really give a lot to their listeners, their members. So it's important for all of us to stay in touch and just share different ideas and different resources, because if you don't know, then you don't apply and then you don't get the job. So we're just trying to break down all of those barriers. So I'm really happy to be here today with you.
Yeah, we're glad that we were able to connect with you and get all this information out to our listeners. Thanks so much for spending time with us today, Meredith, and sharing what Array Crew is all about.
Thank you, John. And thank you, Film Florida.
Thanks for listening to the Film Florida podcast. For more information about Film Florida, go to filmflorida.org or visit our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. If you're not already a member, please consider joining at filmflorida.org. If you like what you hear on the podcast, please consider going to our website and donating $20.21 for our 2021 fundraising campaign. Check out the Film Florida merchandise at filmflorida.creator.org. www.jamie-spring.com. And please remember to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast.